Today is Armistice Day in Europe, marking the end of the First World War 88 years ago. In Belgium this year, the memories of the war are linked to a remembrance of America's 31st president, Herbert Hoover. Although his presidency during the Great Depression left him with a mixed reputation at best in this country, Hoover is remembered as a hero in Belgium, where a new exhibition recalls how he saved the country from starvation during the Great War. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Brussels.
In August 1914, Belgium was invaded and occupied by the German army, and Great Britain set up a naval blockade of Belgian ports. The country of 7 million people, who imported three-quarters of its food, was now left to fend for itself. The exhibit, Remembering Herbert Hoover, uses photographs, artifacts, letters, and music to create a vivid impression of life in Belgium under German occupation. When the war began, Herbert Hoover was living in London. A Stanford-educated, prosperous engineer, Hoover told friends that making money wasn't enough, and he longed for a career in public service. His opportunity came as the noose of hunger tightened around Belgium. Hoover and a prominent Belgian industrialist established the CRB, or Commission for Relief in Belgium. George Nash is a historian and biographer of Hoover.
It was the largest relief operation the world had ever seen to date. Never before in human history had an entire country been fed during war when it was already occupied by a conquering army.
The CRB became almost a mini-state of benevolence. It had a fleet of ships, its own flag, and negotiated treaties with the warring parties.
By the end of September, city dwellers and workers are the first to feel the twin impact of hunger and rising insecurity.
The exhibit features posters showing the harrowed faces of Belgian mothers and children, part of Hoover's campaign to mobilize world public opinion to help the Belgians. Christophe Gaillette is the exhibit's curator.
Herbert Hoover was a master communicator. A whole campaign was launched in the U.S. and in other countries to show Belgium's distress. The American people were moved by these posters and by the Belgians' suffering. And the campaign worked because the Americans gave generously.
Hoover was given diplomatic immunity and able to travel freely between the combatants. But Hoover's forceful and direct manner was anything but diplomatic when he needed to get his provisions through. Tom Korogolos is America's ambassador to Belgium.
He stretched a lot of legal and diplomatic niceties. He would do things to try and get the State Department and the government to move on him. And when it took too long, he would blandly write a press release, give it to the New York Times and say, here's what's happening. And Washington would faint and say, gee, I guess we better do it.
Hoover, himself an orphan, was especially moved by the plight of Belgian children. He wrote that the CRB's goal was not to dry children's tears, but to maintain their laughter. Letters from schoolchildren thanking Mr. Hoover and America line the exhibit walls. Today in Belgium, Hoover's efforts are still remembered. Streets and plazas bear his name. In the small community of Overijssen, just south of Brussels, Piet van Zandt talks to his daughter about Herbert Hoover. He's the president of the local history club and shows a photo taken in a food distribution center during World War I.
See this photo. This here in Overijssen in 1950, and you are distributed all these things we have received from our friends in the States. It's here, occupied territory. And what do you see here? The American flag. Do you see this? It's very important, eh?
In the end, the CRB fed more than 9 million people every day for 4 long years and spent nearly $1 billion. Hoover had become an international symbol of American generosity and practical idealism. The ambassador to Great Britain during the First World War, Walter Hines Page, called him a simple, modest, energetic little man who began his career in California and will end it in heaven. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Brussels.